it's Brian and Trisha, and our morning conversation today. Some things have weird names, and some things are obvious why they're named the way they are, but others not so much. Peanut butter, for example. Why is it called peanut butter?
Yeah, why isn't it called peanut paste?
Or mush.
Butter is made from dairy products and milk. Peanuts aren't anything to do with that.
Right.
Is it the consistency?
I mean, I'm glad they called it peanut, you know, because it's got peanuts in it.
Right.
But the butter part just kind of throws me. So, you know, that's...
Why isn't it called peanut paste?
Yeah. Well, paste is like glue.
Well, no. Think of tomato paste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True.
It's just mashed up.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, why are
peanut
names
puree
chosen? Yeah, who picks these names?
I don't know.
And what makes
me?
Them stick?
It's George Washington Carver. That's who did it. I don't know.
So that's our morning conversation. Give us a call with some of the strange things that you have no idea why they're named the way they are. Or if you would have chosen a different name for it, what would that be? I mean, I don't know that I would want to eat peanut mush, so I'm kind of glad it's not called peanut mush. But still... I mean, it's still a question.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of products that you got to wonder where the name came from.
What about fabric? Why is fabric called fabric?
Why isn't it just called cloth?
Yeah.
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, there's different kinds of fabric.
Uh-huh.
So it could be made out of different textiles.
That's true as well. I'm already getting confused.
Well, I didn't really mean to hurt your brain, but I'm just curious.
It's okay. Morning conversation underway. It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. Morning conversation's up and running on Facebook. You can also give us a call and weigh in. Some things have weird names. Some are obvious. Others not so much. We gave an example. Peanut butter. Why isn't it just peanut mush? We've gotten some great responses online. Since peanut mush is named peanut butter, why not mashed potatoes? Why aren't they just called potato butter?
That just seems a little more extreme.
But, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed says almond milk. Why isn't it nut juice?
Yeah.
Hush puppies? Question mark. That's just all it says. Hush puppies? Question mark.
Good point. I have never ever thought about hush. Why are they called hush puppies?
There's a rumor that supposedly they would give them to dogs to get them to be quiet. I don't know that that's true. Hush puppy. I don't
really
know. That's the thing I was always told. I always thought it was malarkey.
I mean, I guess that
I'm calling kinda, shenanigans on that one, but
it kind of makes sense. I mean, if you got it, you have to have a reason. There had to be a reason why it was called hush puppy. So maybe one person said it.
They taught us that on a field trip. I don't know that it's true.
Hamburger. There's no ham in it. So why do we call it a hamburger?
I was always told that they were invented in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh.
I don't know that that's true either.
Okay.
But there again, tomatoes get turned into ketchup, so why aren't they just called tomato jelly?
Good point. What about coffee? Why isn't it just bean juice?
Because it is. It's nasty brown bean water.
But that's why all do we coffee call it coffee? Is. What did coffee, where did that come from?
Someone poses a question, why is it called an ear of corn? As opposed to anything, why isn't it a stick of corn or a stalk of corn?
Yeah. Ear.
Animal crackers. Crackers are usually salty rather than sweet.
True.
But that's not really a question so much about the name as just the taste of them.
Yeah, why are they crackers instead of cookies? Mm-hmm. Animal cookies they should be.
And miniature corn dogs. Why aren't they called corn puppies?
Corn puppies. Another one somebody just posted, moon pies. It's just a weird name.
It is moon a weird pies. Name. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hey, Brian, I got a question for you. Y'all only discussing food about the funny names of food?
No.
I actually thought about that after we got off the air. It's all food that we're talking about, but it's not.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think of things like apartments. What's so apart about an apartment? They're all put together.
Oh.
Yeah. I like what you did there.
Why do we drive on parkways and park on driveways?
I don't know, George Carlin. Tell us.
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw a few of those at you.
That's great. Thank you.
Sure. No problem.
It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. So we've been talking about things that have weird names and why are they called what they are. And a lot of them are food-based, but there can be anything, really. I mean, it just doesn't have to just be food.
Another one that I had thought of earlier was fabric. Why do we call fabric fabric? Or cell phones. Why are they called cell phones?
Because of the cellular technology that's used.
But why did it start being called cellular?
Where did that
start from? I mean, it's one of the things. I'm adding it to the list.
Now you're making my brain hurt. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about food. Why, you know, cereal, why do they call it grape nuts? There's no grapes and there's no nuts.
Yeah, that is a weird one.
Oh.
I love it. See, my grandfather turned me on that when I was a wee lad because he was a farmer. He was like 74 and he was strong as, I won't say the word.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye.